Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's your friendly Jim and Jerry again. Sadly, though, I'm here with yet another rant. And this time, the second I say what it is, or the second you read the boot title, you're not going to listen to it, I'm sure. This time, my thoughts on the whole Q9 game put out a couple years ago, in fact. And the blind community in general, I'm not going to say all blind people because it's not right and it's not true, but I'm going to say in general, pisses me the fuck off, and here's why. Blast Space Studios, at least that's who I remember making the game at any rate, made a game called Q9, and I thought it was kind of a cool game. I had the demo, of course, so I couldn't play very much of it. I always had every intention of buying it, just like some other blind people, I'm sure. Now, granted, over the past year or so, I honestly totally forgot about it. But at any rate, I guess lately they have not been making money off of the game. They're not going to be updating it anymore. And they made a deal with Brian Hartgen, who runs Hartgen, I don't remember what Brian calls his company, but the point, though, is they made a deal with him. I'm sure Brian paid something. And now Q9, you have to have Lisi to get it. And for those of you who don't know what Lisi is, I'm not going to go into it because that's not what this is about. So find it on the internet. I'm not going to go into it. But the blind community is now bitching because, oh, we have to buy Lisi just to get access to this game, and Lisi's too expensive. You know what, folks? I got a phone call. Hang on just a moment, please. Okay, I'm back. Phone call has been dealt with. So, at any rate, basically, the thing I have a problem with here is the fact that these blind people who wanted this game, okay, there may be a couple who may not have known it was out, and now that it's going to be, you know, in Lisi, okay, now they can't buy it. I can kind of understand that to a point, but as an overall general rule, the author of this game, you know, they're wanting to, you know, get what they can out of the game now. The game's run its course. They're not making anything on it anymore, so they want to get their last. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them for wanting to do that, you know? Do I think the way they did it, you know, doing it with Lisi was a good idea? No. Because now people who use, let's say, NVDA, for example, which there are a lot of people who use NVDA, they won't be able to get the game now. But you know what? What's done is done. And I think people just need to get over it. And if they really wanted the game that bad, they'd have bought it. Okay? It's plain and simple. If they wanted the game that bad, they should have bought it when it was still available. Now that it's not available, quit your bitching. That's all I got to say about the whole thing. It's done. Should have bought it when you could have. I mean, I'm not going to bitch. I mean, okay, I own Lisi, so you're probably saying, well, you own Lisi, so you have no right to tell us not to bitch. Here's the thing, though. Had I not purchased Lisi, which I almost did not, but had I not purchased it, I wouldn't be bitching. I'd be a little upset, you know, okay, darn, I forgot that the game was around. You know, now I want to buy it and it's not available. You know, I'd be a little upset about it, but I would also understand, and I know how things work. You know, when your project hasn't made money for a while and you have an opportunity to get like some last money out of it, I see absolutely nothing wrong with that. And I understand that that's how things go. Things happen like that. And you know, there are companies that do that stuff all the time. So this is not a first that this has ever happened. At the end of the day, folks, when you see something you want, Save up the money, buy it as soon as you can. There you go. End of story. Then you don't have a right to bitch, because guess what? You'd still have a version of the game. So there you go. There's my 2 cents for the day.